From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Leaders of majority Muslim nations gathered in Istanbul Wednesday and condemned President Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. They called it unlawful. The meeting came as unrest in the Middle East continues, along with growing criticism about the decision on Jerusalem. The gathering was under the auspices of the 57-nation Organization of the Islamic Conference. The OIC, Turkey, currently leads it, and the emergency summit was called by Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. He said, "I am inviting the countries who value international law and fairness to recognize occupied Jerusalem as the capital of Palestine." Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, Jordanian King Abdullah, and many other heads of state attended the meeting. Some of the sharpest criticism came from Abbas, who said that Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem was a crime. At least 30 people were killed in airstrikes Wednesday on a police camp in Yemen's capital Sana'a, strikes said to be carried out by a Saudi-led coalition against the rebels. 11 members of a militia in the Democratic Republic of Congo have been sentenced to life in prison for the gang rape of dozens of children and for murder. Human rights groups have hailed the verdict as a landmark decision in a country where sexual violence is frequent and perpetrators most often go unpunished. The NGO Physicians for Human Rights said slowly, "There are signs that impunity is not inevitable. For too long, those who committed rape in the Congo have thought they were invincible." This is VOA News. Uganda's